Okay, well, welcome to Coffee and Devotions this Sunday morning. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through
all the wisdom literature.
That's right, all the wisdom literature. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Why don't we go ahead and we'll just pray and we'll get into God's Word. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your Word. We pray now that as we read your Word, that you would care for us and you would bless us, that you would let your Word dwell in our hearts richly. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, why don't we go ahead and pull up our passage here for us today. So Psalm 50, and I'll start and we'll just go paragraph by paragraph. Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph. The Mighty One, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around. Okay, Mom, you want to read verses 4 through 6?
He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the fields are mine. Deborah, can you read 12 through 15?
If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, all its fullness, all its fullness.
Good job.
Will I eat flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer the Lord thanksgiving and pay vows to the Most High. Call upon me the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
Now, isn't that interesting? What is God saying he owns? What do you think he's saying?
Everything.
Yeah, he owns everything. Right? If God was hungry, would he tell us? Does God need anything?
Nope.
So what do you think this is? What do you think this is talking about with like the sacrifices and the offerings and stuff? What did the people think?
Some people who are silly but believe in God think that God eats the burnt offering.
They might even think that God needs their offerings. But does God need the offerings?
No.
No, right? So what does he say after that? Olivia, you want to read 16 through 21?
But to the wicked God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes.
What do you guys think he's talking about there?
He's saying that God, he'll judge the wicked.
Yeah, but do these people think that they're wicked?
Nope.
Nope. Are these people the ones who are making sacrifices?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. What right do you have to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instructions and cast my words behind you? Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever met anybody like that before who talks a good talk but doesn't walk a good walk? Who acts like God needs them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But God says, that's not how this works. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you to pieces, and there will be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. What do you guys think this entire psalm is talking about? What do you think? Let's let mommy answer first. What do you think this psalm, ooh, she's got a yawn going on here. What do you think the psalm is talking about? If you had to summarize this, what would you say this is about?
Don't forget God.
Okay, don't forget God. And what do you mean by don't forget God?
Like, don't forget what you are compared to God.
Ah, yeah, good. Well, don't forget what you are compared to God. What about you, Deborah? What do you think this is about?
God is Lord over all, and he will judge the wicked.
That's right. God is Lord over all, and he will judge the wicked. That's right. You want to know what psalm comes after this? Psalm 51, where the psalmist confesses his sin. Mm-hmm. Are we righteous by ourselves?
Nope.
No. We don't have a right. We don't have a right to take God's law upon our lips and act like we're perfect either, do we?
No.
No. But who made the ultimate sacrifice?
God.
God, Jesus Christ. Right? And so do we have hope in blood of goats or of lambs and stuff like that? No. What's our hope in?
God.
That's right. Our hope is in God. What would you underline as the best verse to summarize this passage, Olivia? What would you underline in your Bible? There is a lot. Do you have something that you really liked, you or Deborah?
He shall call the heavens from above and the earth. He may judge his people.
Okay, you like verse 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I really like verse 7. Right, hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against you. I am God, your God. And I also like 12. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine. It's all its fullness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you guys think we're called to do in response to this? What do you think? What should we respond to?
Glorify God and love him all the days of our life.
Glorify God and love him all the days of our lives? Good job. Good job. What about you, Mom? What do you think you're called to do in response to this passage?
Remember who God is and who I am.
Good. Remember who God is. I like that. Remember who God is and who we are, right? We are covenant lawbreakers. We are those who don't deserve to take the covenant with our own lips. We're not those who can say, God, we've offered the sacrifices that you needed. No, no, that's not how this works. God loves us because he loves us, and he's fulfilled the sacrifice.